Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I'm on the Ko Young booth at Apex 2024, and I'm joined by Alison from Out of the Box, a contract manufacturer out of the Washington area. Tell me a little bit about the company to start with.
Sure. Well, Out of the Box is a garage startup. My husband and I started the business in 2008. We actually filed for our business license a month after we got married. But we were small for a very long time. And have grown pretty organically throughout the years. So now we've got about 70 employees, three lines, and we're doing a great job, having a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So you got back from your honeymoon and you thought, what should we do? We'll start an EMS company. Yeah, crazy. Wow. So tell me a bit about the kind of customers you have, the sectors you're in, and the kind of volumes you deal with. You mentioned before that you're 50% prototype within your business.
Right, yeah. So our business model, we strive to have 50% of our revenue come from quick turns and prototypes, and the other half of our revenue come from more established products from local OEMs. So that's great because, you know, everybody wants to be involved in prototypes, but it's resource intensive, right? So the mix allows us to have a little bit of the best of both worlds. We have our AS9100 and ITAR registration, CMMC and NIST and all those good things, so we can support the aerospace, space, and defense industries. We like to say that we do the hard things fast. So even our quick turns, we can do an AS9102 fare on, you know, turns of 3 days or less.
Wow, that's really impressive. And you're head of operations, you're chief operating officer within the organization. I have a sense that, you know, the last couple of years have been real growth years. This year's maybe slowed a little bit, and it's given people a bit of a pause to kind of straighten everything out in operations, especially with inventory flow and work in progress having ballooned so much with supply chain problems. How are you seeing this year, and how important is operational excellence within your organization?
Yeah, so it's definitely something that we spend a lot of time thinking about. I actually had the opportunity yesterday to attend the IPC Leadership Summit. And so that is a really great opportunity to talk to other business owners. And you're in this environment where you can actually share a little bit of your struggles and your successes. So I had the chance to learn a couple other key KPIs that other CMs are using to track their operations. So I plan on going back to the shop and taking a look at, you know, using those metrics, seeing where we are, how close we are, and appreciating the opportunity to maybe get a little bit closer in a new way, something that we haven't thought about before, you know?
And I think when I think about your business, when you're doing 50% in fast turn, that's a lot of new product introduction. Yeah. You know, the key to your operational excellence and your efficiency must be how quickly you can get stuff on the line and how quickly you can shift from one product to another.
Absolutely, yeah. So the schedule is always fluid, you know, and we have a really robust planning process. So the intent is to have all of the kinks worked out of the job before the kit hits the floor. Now, inevitably, that doesn't always happen, you know, but we do our best. And I think we've been pretty successful for the most part.
Yeah, well, it sounds from the growth that, like, you are succeeding. Let's talk a little bit about some of the mega trends in the industry. We're seeing a bit of a shift back to the US, thanks to geopolitical challenges and some reshoring. Is that impacting your business?
Yeah, you know, we often will have one of our volume customers come to us and request a quote, and they're trying to understand the pricing differences between, you know, having product offshore or reshoring. And it's a mixed bag, you know. The price is still higher to stay onshore, but there's a lot of benefits to that too. You have the safety of your intellectual property. One thing that our customers really like is being close to where their product is manufactured as well. We love to invite our customers into our building and work side by side with us on projects, especially MPIs. So we have some separate work cells that we reserve for that type of activity. So I think that the pricing is still a little bit more expensive to stay on shore, but I have hope that there is momentum to recognize the other benefits and not just focus solely on price.
Yeah, and absolutely the case that as you concentrate more on operational excellence, that delta will go down. But there is justification for that delta, you know, just the way the expense they have in managing an offshore supply chain is much, much higher. So you're eliminating that cost as well. One of the other things we hear about a lot, talent shortages. How difficult is it in your region to recruit and retain talent?
It's very difficult. It's actually a topic that I have a personal passion for. Before my husband and I started our business, I was an HR generalist in a manufacturing organization. So I have spent a lot of time and energy investing in the local high schools. Every year we have a great big manufacturing day event, just even to create awareness about the electronics manufacturing industry as a career choice. Eyes light up when students come into a factory and they see what we do, they get really excited about it. And that's really powerful. It's so much more powerful than trying to go to a job fair, you know, or trade fair with students in a different location. So I feel that engagement early and often is really important. I also see a lot of attention and effort directed towards creating apprenticeship programs for our industry, and I think that's a winning strategy.
Yeah, and I think bringing as much talent into the factory is important, because I think there's a real delta between perception and reality. A lot of people think manufacturing jobs are dirty and the environment's unpleasant, and the fact of the matter is that it's not, and there are some really interesting and exciting and sustainable careers in the industry. When you're looking at that recruitment, are you thinking about diversity? Are you thinking, how do we attract more girls and not just guys into the environment?
Absolutely. And I do see more when we have younger groups. There are more and more girls that are in those robotics clubs, you know, and in engineering and STEM type careers. So I think that change is happening slowly, but there's definitely more girls. Being present too, you know, going to schools, and I'm a woman, obviously. So being present and having other young girls see that, you know, there's a pathway for them, I think helps. We also have gender parity on our management team. So it's something that we definitely have made a conscious effort at.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that. You mentioned gender parity on your management team and through the different layers of the organization. I think that's really important. We don't see that reported. I'd love to see the larger EMSs, the top 100 EMSs ranked in terms of their diversity performance. Is that something you feel customers really care about or are starting to care about maybe a bit more? Or is it something that it's more important for you to care about so you've got a team for the future?
Right. Well, I think it's just the right thing to do, right? And diverse teams are more creative and perform better. As far as the customers caring about it, there's certainly, it may depend on the industry. You know, if you're in defense or you're looking for small business set-asides, that sort of thing, they care a lot and pay attention to that for sure. I haven't seen a conscious effort from more of our customers to ask the question, but it would be really cool if they did.
Yeah, and I think what you're doing with gender parity is, as you say, the right thing, but it's not just the right thing for all of those altruistic reasons. It's the right thing for the business because, as you say, diverse teams create better solutions, create better products, and it just makes sense. Thanks so much for your time to come and chat to us today. Really appreciate that, and we look forward to chatting again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.